I want to ride my Good morning. Today is Friday, May 8th, 2015. May is National Bike Month. And in the studio with us, we have Doug Osborne, the Director of Health Promotion at Sitka Community Hospital. I'm just going to turn down Queen a little bit. And he's here to talk about next week's Bike to Work events. Doug, how are you doing today?
I am great. Thank you. And next week is National Bike to Work Week. All week long, and Friday is National Bike to Work Day. UAS is doing their usual pancake breakfast for commuters, but also there's a special contest, and even more special, we have with us today our official 2015 National Bike to Work spokesperson, Tess Giant.
Good morning.
So let me ask Tess these three questions. This is from the League Guide to Safe and Enjoyable Cycling. And chapter 6, bicycle commuting and utility riding, starts out like this. I'm going to ask these questions to you, Tess. Tess, do you have a busy schedule but still want to keep fit?
I sure do.
Do you like to save money?
Why, yes.
Do you live within 10 miles of your workplace?
I do.
If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you're a perfect candidate for becoming a bike commuter, but you already are a bike commuter.
I am.
And you've been doing it for years.
Yeah. When did you begin becoming, how did you become a bike commuter?
Well, about 5 years ago, I made the best trade ever. I traded my car for a pair of socks. And I was living in Olympia, Washington at the time, and I moved up here about a year later. And once I was here, I decided that biking was much, much easier than owning a car. And after I met my husband, Bill the Giant, he bikes everywhere as well, so... We just started biking everywhere together, and the rest was history.
Now, what is your morning like, being a bike, being a regular bike commuter? What time do you get up? What time do you get on the bike? Where do you go? And what do you see when you're on your route? Because I'm a bike commuter as well, so I see all kinds of things. But
Well, in the morning, let's see, my alarm goes off at about 6:30, but I usually don't actually get out of bed until somewhere close to 7. And then I put the pot of coffee on, and I just start getting ready for the day, get dressed and whatnot. I leave about 15 to 20 minutes before I have to be at work, and I make sure I give myself that time. Otherwise, I have to bike extra fast, and then I get there a little sweaty. So I like to give myself, you know, 5-minute buffer to kind of cool down. And it gives me a chance if I look out the window and it's pouring down rain, gives me an extra few minutes to throw on rain gear before heading out the door. So, yeah.
And where are you biking to?
I'm biking out from about the C-Mart area to the Sheldon Jackson campus.
Okay, because you are a teacher at Wuchene Preschool.
Yes.
Great. Now, Tess is an example of exactly the kind of person that Doug would like to see in the community, see more of. How have you seen biking change in Sitka over the past 5 years? I know there was a Let's Make Sitka a Bicycle Friendly Community initiative that came out of the Health Summit 5 years ago.
Yeah, it was in 2007. At the first Health Summit, there was a goal to be bicycle friendly. And there was a lot of work and a lot of wonderful PSAs were made right here at Raven Radio. And we did become the first community in Alaska to be a bicycle-friendly community. And the strength of Sitka as a bike community is commuting. And the reason why is that question from the book, do you live within 10 miles of your workplace? That's pretty much, you know, 100% of our workforce lives close. We don't have massive hills that would be barriers. The drivers are pretty courteous. So when you put those together in a mild climate, it really makes Sitka an ideal place to commute. And when I think about that, it just has so many layers of benefit. Everything from saving money as an individual to getting health. It's sort of a heart-healthy workout, but low impact on the knees. And you're able to get there quickly, efficiently. So there's just a lot of benefits in terms of physical health, which is why as a director of Health Promotion at Community Hospital, I'm so happy to be able to continue to support something like this. But the biggest change in answer to your question is every 10 years they do a census. And there's an accompanying question around lifestyles. And in 2000, Sickens reported commuting to work at 5 times the national average. The national average is really low, but still, we're 5 times more just because of proximity. Same question, same town, same number of people, same everything else, and that number had doubled. So we went from 5 times the national average to 10. And so commuter biking has been sort of the focus. So we've done this particular contest where we're next week for National Bike to Work Week. Bill at the Yellow Jersey will raffle off $100. We've done this for, you know, 8-10 years and really had a focus on commuter biking. That is the biggest kind of public health benefit too. I mean, you think about air quality, you think about even just things as terms of freeing up space for parking. So there's just a lot of benefits to commuter biking. And so I encourage everybody, especially on a day like this, to just give it some thought.
So folks who bike to work next week, how can they enter this contest for those who have never entered it before?
Well, just go to the Yellow Jersey next Friday, and then for each day you rode that week, you put your name in the hat. So you can have up to 5 chances to win, and then Bill will pull a name out of the hat at the Julie Hughes, and then someone will win a $100 gift certificate.
So I could enter 5 times for the 5 times I host morning edition.
Yes.
And bike at 5:30 in the morning.
I think you should get bonus points for that, too.
It's nice, though, because I can see the sun rising, and the birds are chirping, and the adrenaline from the biking gives me this. It's like coffee.
It's like a cup of coffee.
But to be honest, I never biked before coming to Sitka.
Yeah.
And I think that it's true, all the benefits, but it's also just easier to just get in your car. You're tired. You're running late. And I don't know. What would you say to folks who still aren't convinced because it's just easier? It's just more convenient. They can house all the things in their bike they need to. They don't have to put on rain pants because we do live in a rainy climate. Right. What would you say to those folks who still aren't sold? You know, they're car people. They're always going to be car people.
Yeah, I guess one thing I would think about is just for short solo trips, to think about it. Maybe not be an all or nothing thing. Maybe you just ride when it's a beautiful day like this, or you just ride when you have a short trip. But just thinking, is this a trip that's best for the car or the bike? And the other thing is, when you think about the ease factor, when you think about what it costs to buy a car, to insure a car, to maintain a car, to fuel a car, and then when you think about what it does in terms of noise pollution, air pollution, burning up a finite natural resource, contributing to climate change, it's really, if you put it that way and then you compare that to a bike, zero emission, no noise, economical, social justice vehicle, it really is tipping the scale in favor of bikes. What do you think, Tess?
Yeah, I think biking everywhere is great for me, but I also get to get the best parking spots. Mm-hmm. You know, I get to be right at the next to the door pretty much wherever I go. I don't have to worry about all the cars that are in the way. So that's one thing that I really enjoy about it. And yeah, it's just so easy to get up and go, and I can go anywhere, and I'm getting my exercise while I'm doing it. So
that's the thing. You got to think about the time it would take to drive versus the time to bike. So let's say when I lived out at C-Mart, I did it. It took me 21 minutes to go from C-Mart. I actually was in the same condos where Tess is, to search. And then when I drove, it would take more like 14 minutes. So it was an extra 8 minutes, but I got my exercise. And that's the thing, it builds it into your day. Right now, statistically, 75% of American adults do not get the recommended amount of physical activity, which is just 30 minutes a day. So when you look at it from that way, it's a way to build it in, and it's very efficient because this has been our slogan for bike commuting. It's an economical and environmentally responsible way to get simultaneously get needs for transportation, physical activity, and fun all in one.
And fun. And Tess, we were talking earlier how your husband, Bill the Giant, was last year's bike spokesperson. And I just want to play you guys a quick promo that Doug and Bill did together while promoting this campaign.
Hey, Bill, you want to hear my favorite H.G. Wells quote?
Sure, but who is he?
He was the famous English author who wrote War of the Worlds.
Okay, but can you do the quote with an English accent?
Sure. When I see an adult on a bicycle, I do not despair for the future of the human race.
That was awesome.
You know what else is awesome?
Commuting by bicycle.
Yes.
May is National Bike Month.
Go bike. Brought to you by the Sitka Bicycle Friendly Community Coalition.
What is your home life like? Being a bicycle family, a bicycle couple, what bikes do you own and where do you keep them? What role do they play in your life? Because people, they develop serious attachment to their vehicles. So
yeah, the first bike I had when I was here, it once got stolen and it was like a piece of me was gone. It was terrible. But then, of course, it was returned later. So, yeah, and now I own a brand new bike from, well, it's not quite brand new anymore, but I got it from REI. And if you're an REI member, they give out the 20% coupon deals every now and then. And those apply to bikes. And they ship them here for a low fee of $75. So it is possible to get a really great bike here in Sitka for relatively cheap. You can also go and buy locally at Yellow Jersey. So there's a lot of varieties. And there's a lot of new technology coming out for bikes. So you can have like an internal hub and all these things, fancy things that I don't really know what they all are. But bike maintenance is really important. So if you are biking, make sure to oil your chain. That will help keep your bike really healthy for the long run. It's just like, you know, you have to put oil in your car. So remember to oil your chain as well.
And what about healthy, keeping yourself healthy on the road? What are some bike safety tips that you have for people, things you see people doing wrong when they're biking around town?
Well, definitely having a helmet is going to be the most important thing. Our brains are pretty darn important. So, yeah, and my brother has had a few incidents where he was not wearing his helmet, and it's just, you know, it was those short trips, like, oh, I'm just going, you know, 5 minutes away, I don't need my helmet, and that's when he fell and got hurt. So, yeah, always wear it, and wearing bright colors is definitely great and helpful. I think it helps drivers see us better, and making sure you're biking with traffic instead of against the flow. Cars can see you better. Do you want to speak to that, Bill? Or Doug?
We're all commuters. It's all good. Yeah, I think that Tess hit on it. The big ones is wear a helmet and riding with traffic as opposed to against it. And so if you ride with traffic, it's just, this is the thing that they did a little bike school here, and they said bicycles fare best when they act and are treated like other vehicles. So you basically follow the same principle. So on my car, I have a little rear view mirror. On my bike, I have a little rear view mirror. On my car, I have white lights in the front and red on the back. On my bike, I have white and red. So it's the same principle, but the biggest part of that is ride with traffic, ride in the same direction. Your chances of, it's not only is it illegal if you ride against traffic, but it's very dangerous for yourself and for other people. So ride with traffic and just pretty much ride like a car.
Well, good luck with the campaign next month. Hope to see people biking throughout town. I will be one of them. My helmet is white with red stars on it because someone said I look like a human cannonball and put red stars on the sides.
That's great.
Thank you so much for coming into the studio to talk with us about National Bike Month. And best of luck to you guys.
Thanks for biking.
Thank you.